you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, slinging at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It'd be a few minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after, I blew a bubble.
What do you
I
mean?
I just blew a bubble. I drank some Kool-Aid before.
Is that your talent?
I just blew a bubble accidentally. And
for the talent show?
Made me laugh. Take two.
Back to one.
Yeah, a little bit after 2 p.m., a little bit after 5 on the Eastern Type Coast. Blah, 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 if you're sucking us in your ear holes. However you're doing it, we appreciate your patronage. And thanks for being here. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us on, what would you call this? A show where we bash the shit out of the right.
We defend ourselves.
Right-wing nut job bashing.
They took down the plexiglass at the ape enclosure, and they're flinging shit at us.
Oh, I know.
And we're just...
It burns.
We just defend ourselves.
Right.
Is how I like to look at it.
Well, listen, these people, these Christians, they're being attacked. They're forced to do things that are contrary to their religious, their stupid religious convictions.
Yeah, we got a whole... You think the butt hurt might have waned a little bit, but...
Yes.
Got a few stories even today. A couple of them are entrenching.
Let the butt hurt commence.
And a couple of them are, you know, that ninny in Kentucky, Casey Davis. I even know his goddamn name now because I read so much about him.
Fuck you.
Who stood on the courthouse steps yesterday proclaiming 17 minutes of you know, America belongs to Jesus. Basically. And he thinks that he should be accommodated. He thinks that he should have relief, that they should somehow figure out a way to issue marriage licenses online so that he doesn't have to have those icky gay people stand in front of him.
The ignorance is just astounding.
Astonishing.
It's stupid. You said Kentucky, right?
Kentucky.
I just put a story up on crabdiving.com. What?
Tennessee, Kentucky?
Oh, really?
Kentucky.
It don't make a difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. It's just a bunch of Jesus and anti-abortion signs in both states.
Right.
One has Dollywood, I think.
Yes.
there's a story about some clerk refusing a gay couple a marriage license at the courthouse. There's more bullshit. I just threw it up there.
Nice.
It's insane.
There was a, is that the one in Ohio?
No, I think it's Kentucky. You know what? It turns out the clerk pictured has had four divorces.
Oh, the sanctity of marriage. Rowan County.
Fuck you.
Turned down. That's the videotape where a gay couple went to register and
right.
She's like, I ain't doing it. Because, you know, Jesus and shit.
What the fuck is she wearing in that? Did you see her out? It's like a leotard and a weird flowered skin-tight dress. Not a good look.
Yeah, one doesn't know what to say about that.
Between you and me, I think the homophobes need to raise their fashion game just a bit. I mean, they're so poorly dressed, most of them. They look like idiots.
Correct.
Try to wear something without, you know, Duck Dynasty shit on it.
If you go to our Facebook page, there's a parade of these ninnies that are holding out, saying that, you know, religious. I just read, I don't even think I put it up, but there's a judge in Ohio.
Judge Reinhold,
who said, "I'm not doing it. I'm not going to marry you."
What?
Because of my deeply held religious beliefs. So they pawned it off on some other judge. But
a judge?
Yeah, and now this judge is trying to get the state to recuse him from the Marion people rotation.
That can't be. That can't happen.
Well, right.
That's ridiculous.
Right. They, now they're trying to carve out special class citizenry for themselves. We don't want to have to deal with those homosexuals.
Well,
next is going to be Muslims. Well, you know, that's a Muslim person. I don't. That's my deeply held religious belief. I can't deal with him. Kick them out of here.
I can't believe that the Christians don't see that as sort of creating a special class for them. I mean, that's not, we're not supposed to have that
exactly
in this country.
Want, yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Taking it away from them is right. What's pissing them off.
It's, do they want a special lane to drive in on the highways as well, the Christian lane?
Exactly.
Do they want the Walmart, the Christian Walmart lane? You can, if you bring your Bible, you can wait in the shorter checkout line.
Insanity, just complete and utter insanity.
Lunacy.
So I've got, let's see, what do we have today? Who do we have screaming and crying today about the gay? Oh, here we go. Son of one of the Uber poobahs of the snake oil business.
Yes. The trade, the bullshit trade.
Franklin Graham.
Oh, good God. These are the worst.
Billy Graham, still alive.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't think. They must be, like, draining the life force out of babies or some shit nearby to keep him alive.
I heard they put a toupee on a love doll. He just sits there with a Bible shoved in his plastic mouth.
The Franklin Graham, on his, it looks like a Facebook post. Might be a Instagram. No, I think it's Facebook.
Right.
I can't imagine he's got much going on Instagram. Franklin Graham, who's kind of taking over the reins of daddy's fleecing business.
Yes. God.
Put out a picture of the evil that Barack Hussein Obama committed.
Fuck you!
With a few colored lights in the front of the White House.
Kenyan, gay, Muslim.
By red, orange, yellow, green.
Benghazi.
Blue and purple. he says, quote, "A lot has changed in 3 short years. Just 3 years ago, the president was on record as holding to the biblical definition of marriage."
It's so sad.
"Now he can't say enough about his support for the LGBT agenda."
Barack just can't get enough big dick in his mouth. Tick, 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 tick.
And right after the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage, he had the gall to disgrace the White House by lighting it up with the gay pride rainbow colors to celebrate.
How sad. How sad for us. No, not the rainbow flags on the White House.
It burns. It burns my eyes, Lord.
You're burning me with the gay. Stop it.
This is arrogantly flaunting sinful behavior in the face of Almighty God.
Oh, yes. In the face of my imaginary sky god, you've insulted me.
So putting the rainbow colors on the front of the White House is the equivalent to Obama having projected a big, giant, gaping asshole with a dick going in and out to the Lord.
They should have done it animatronic style, like in Epcot Center or something. Big robotic cocks.
It's a small world after all. Then he says, "My advice,
yes,
he may want to have some extra lightning rods installed on the roof of the White House."
Ooh, so Franklin Graham, thanks God, is going to take a pound of flesh out of the White House.
Right.
He's so stupid.
God's going to be whacking some lightning bolts down.
You know, no one's taking this threat seriously because it's bullshit. Oh, Franklin, your God doesn't fucking exist.
At the very least, doesn't give a rat's rectum what's going on.
There's nothing up there.
Yeah. If he did some creating, he did some creating and some bailing.
Yeah. He has the nerve to insult Obama about his feelings on gay marriage. Just think of the bullshit this fucking charlatan has slung to make some cash.
Right.
Gross.
The family business keeps going.
Ugh.
His father uniquely had a bat phone to the Lord.
No, did he really?
Bat shit phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow Franklin got that same gift. Isn't that amazing how that happens?
Oh, I know. It's shocking.
Passes it down. In the
that's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, Billy Graham, you know, a luminary in the Christian world. Why the fuck should his son just get that handed to him? Is it a monarchy?
Right.
In the church?
He's anointed.
Don't they elect their leaders?
It's magical sperm.
Hmm. Was it glow in the dark or something?
Really? Here's a voice you'll recognize.
Oh, no.
This is behavior we shouldn't be facilitating. We shouldn't be encouraging any more than we ought to be encouraging, promoting, celebrating, holding big rallies in favor of smoking.
Brian Fisher of the American Dickwad Association.
You know, you got to hand it to him, you know, because I have yet to hear gay marriage compared to smoking.
Right.
I've never heard of it. A marriage equality is smoking. I didn't know that.
Holding big rallies in favor of smoking. Everybody understands cigarette smoking is not good for you. It's not healthy. People are going to do it. We understand that. We accept it. But there's nobody that says this is healthy. This is normal. This is a perfectly acceptable alternative to non-smoking. And so we spend billions of dollars. We won't let people advertise where children can see it. Ought to be doing exactly the same thing with homosexuality.
Advertising again.
I didn't
turn on ABC the other day and see a couple of lesbians saying, hey, you should stick your face in your girlfriend's crotch once in a while. Awesome, everyone.
The more you know.
I like to use this brand of lube.
Right.
When I'm fucking my boyfriend in the poo hole.
You know what the most frustrating thing about Brian Fisher is and these idiots? It's like the stupid analogy he brings up. We all get it. Yes, gay is like smoking. That's what you're saying. It's as dangerous as smoking. And then he has to take 10 minutes to lay out his stupid fucking analogy so every idiot understands what the fuck he's saying. Yes, we get your stupid point.
Well, it's not a massively educated audience, I believe he's speaking.
That's what Russia is doing. You can't propagandize youth in Russia because they don't want the youth of Russia to grow up thinking this is a normal alternative to heterosexuality.
So he's wistful. For Uncle Nipples, the rules that they have over in Nipplevania.
You know, speaking of Nipplevania, a very strange place. I got a story coming out on Facebook about Russia has issued guidelines, not necessarily rules, but suggestions on how to take safe selfies and how not to hurt yourself.
I think we might. Yeah, I had that one too. Oh, no, I have it in my spreadsheet. Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Right.
That's
because
nuts.
People have been dying. They're standing in stupid places. Stupid shit.
Isn't this the country that bombed the shit out of Ukraine?
Well, no.
Sort of. I'm just wondering where the concern for their citizenry really comes from. Are they really give a shit, like, how safe you are with your iPhone and your selfie stick?
I'm trying to find that story now.
I mean, it's not a huge headline or anything, but it made me think of that.
Yeah. So, that kind of is a story. Yeah, that they're passing guidelines because people are so dumb when they're... That people are dying trying to take selfies because they're not paying a fucking attention.
I just didn't know that Russia cared that much for their people. That's all. I found that story shocking for that reason.
Brian Fisher, that's what we're
talking about. Oh,
yeah. And homosexuality is not even against the law in Russia, just like smoking is not against the law in America. But we do the same thing. We do not allow the propagandizing of America's young to think that there's something glamorous and exciting and healthy about cigarette smoking.
Can't you get arrested if you're like wearing a rainbow T-shirt
in Russia?
In Russia, when he's saying it's not illegal to be gay, that's technically true. But if you're walking down the street and you're a lesbian and you're holding your girlfriend's hand, that could be considered to be advertising your evil homosexual lifestyle to kids.
They could fucking arrest you,
right?
This guy, this Brian Fisher, I mean, you know, nothing new here, but he's a total fucking asshole, and he should imagine what it would be like to be gay in Russia and then be arrested. Could you imagine? That's got to be hell.
Well, he's experiencing it here in the United States.
Oh, that's right, because he's being oppressed.
Right.
Well, you know, if we're gonna be concerned across the board about human health, then we ought to have exactly the same concern for people that are considering going into the homosexual lifestyle.
Considering going in. You know, I was thinking about...
Later today,
right.
I was thinking after golf, I was thinking about considering going into the homosexual lifestyle.
Right. I was reading George Takei's timeline on Facebook.
Yeah, I want to be gay.
I was thinking, you know,
there's plenty of, you know, dangerous shit that can happen to straight people.
Right.
Or just to people.
Stupid. I don't. It's Brian Fisher.
Comparing homosexuality to smoking.
Comparing it to smoking and trying to... He's one of the more obvious with his just ridiculous illogic.
And we decided yesterday he's just stupid. He's not evil. Well, he is evil, but he's stupid more than anything. He's stupid and ignorant. How did he figure out how to, like, do his show from his computer and stuff? Like, how did he figure that out?
This is the American Family Association. I don't think this is his home office.
Are you telling me they have a gigantic studio?
Well, they might have an office. I mean, he might have it at his place, but I think it was set up for him. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
You know,
he didn't have to
pray it into existence.
Right.
Speaking of
Jesus turned my WAV file into an MP3.
Before we get to another, some more butthurt over the whole homosexual thing.
Ooh.
Speaking of praying, there's a story. This is over at rightwingwatch.org.
Yes.
Send the money.
Send us money.
Send all of us money.
Send everyone money.
Some lunatic who created this anti-gay movie that is running around in the Christian sphere right now,
God.
Called Light Winds.
Oh, Jesus.
Light Winds.
Oh, I just hate this so much.
She was on, where was she? I don't know who she was talking to, but listen to, I think I've got some of her audio. Listen to what this ninny has to say. Let's see if we can.
In the 2000 presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore, I lived in a place called Broward County, Florida. When they declared the state of Florida and the election for Al Gore, I, like so many others, got down on my knees and asked for something that had never been done before.
Anal. Anal.
You better be careful.
Right. Please, Lord.
This person sounds nuts.
Oh, she's out of her mind.
I asked for something that had never been done before. I asked for God to change the outcome of the election. You know what happened. He answered that ridiculous prayer.
Oh, my God. Well, what?
Thank you, Janet.
Wow, what a lot of nerve she has.
Janet,
you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, Janet Porter. her point in this rant that she goes off on is that, you know, don't think that just because the Supreme Court has lifted up its black robes and taken a hot Carl on the Constitution. Don't look at it that way, because God is the God of the impossible. So she's saying that because she and her other ninnies, when they heard Al Gore was going to win,
right,
that God... whipped out the cock of smititude.
Smititude.
And, I don't know, pushed a few hanging chads in favor of Bush.
God performed the hot Carl on the Constitution.
Actually,
you're
he
saying.
Sent it up to the Supreme Court, who then performed the hot Carl.
The Trinity.
Here she is.
And if God can change the outcome of a presidential election, he can change the outcome of a Supreme Court ruling. Ask Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine to...
What the fuck is she talking about?
File a motion for rehearing the marriage case.
This is in Ohio. She's asking people to have them try to say, are you sure?
Listen, this is what they're doing in Oklahoma with that asshole. But this doesn't make any fucking sense, right?
None of it makes any sense, right?
Because the Supreme Court ruled. Why are they rehearing it in Ohio?
Well,
what the fuck would that matter?
Well, I yeah, right. She wants,
I watch Schoolhouse Rock.
She wants them to say they're absolutely 100% pinky swear sure.
At 800-282-0515. That's 800-282-0515. Then pray to the God of the impossible.
Oh my God, it's just all tiresome. It's just stupid.
So she wants the Attorney General of the state of Ohio to file a, hey, are you guys really fucking sure?
Yeah.
Motion to the Supreme Court.
I love that. Me too. I want that to happen as well.
But she wants, this time, she wants Kagan and Ginsburg out because she thinks they should have recused themselves because in the past they've officiated at weddings of same-sex couples where it's legal. It's not like they went down to Alabama.
Right.
And performed a same-sex wedding. They went where it was legal. They did nothing illegal.
Yeah, and I imagine if you asked them, they would be like, I am not going to Alabama. Sorry.
Right.
Horrible. Why would I go there?
So this idiot, Janet Porter, wants y'all to call your attorney general. Make sure.
Right.
Make sure this ain't done yet.
Well, wait. Are
because
we...
she caused us to have George Bush elected.
Why do we have to call the attorney general? I'm serious. Why can't we just pray? Because it sounds like prayer was the thing that changed the election. Enough people prayed to God where God was like, oh, okay, sure.
I commented on Facebook on the original story. Well, how about basically, why don't you pray for a cure to cancer, bitch?
Yeah.
What about world peace, you asshole?
Yeah, what about all the people dying in a hospital
right.
bed? What about that?
You get down on your knees and you're like, put this moron from Texas in the White House?
Not enough knees, not enough prayers. That's why they died. See?
Right.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
That's the result of your prayers.
That's
you
the
asshole.
Answer. That's the maybe we should start calling George Bush the answer.
Right.
He was the answer to our prayers.
The answer is the decider, isn't he?
Please quit praying.
I'm the decider.
Pray to another god. If that's what your god gives you, then that's when you say, okay, time for a new god, gay god.
So back to Butthurt. This is this is some religious right activist. The moron on Facebook or on YouTube I think we've talked about him before because this was the guy who was running around trying to get some bakeries that he thought was owned by gay people.
Yes.
To make cakes saying, I hate fags and things like that to prove his point.
God.
That his people, his Christians, are being persecuted by having to make a Steve and Steve cake.
Yeah. These bigots, they're so stupid. I mean, really, they could just not do any of this. They could just not do any of this and save themselves all this time. They could be sitting at home, watching television. Anything is more useful than what they're doing
now.
How
about putting that energy into jobs?
Oh, please.
Get jobs created. How about cleaning up the environment?
But, dude, how are those idiots supposed to do that? They're stupid.
You're
they
right,
can't
right.
do that. This is all they can do. Pray.
But he's out. He's out as an activist. He's out organizing people and shit. He
no.
could put his energies to something dick waddish. And we made fun of his name because his last name is Shoebat.
What is it?
Shoebat. S-H-O-E-B-A-T. Theodore Shoebat. It's probably like Shobah or something.
Shoebat! Night!
Theodore Shoebat.
Is that German?
He's some lunatic. Like I said, he went around trying to get gay bakeries to make anti-gay cupcakes.
What a great way to spend an afternoon. What are you doing? I'm putting slurs and icing on a fucking sheet cake. Now, I'm a loser.
He's on some ridiculous YouTube show, crabdiving.com. Go to our YouTube show.
Please.
Blow the dust off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The crickets and tumbleweeds. We do radio.
Right. We appreciate any blowing.
He was on something called The Dove TV.
Is that some Christian right-wing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Dove TV.
I'll be on The Dove this week.
Some guy named Perry Atkinson had Shubat on the program. And Shubat, no technology spared, just fired up his webcam. I love those kind of interviews. Fired up his webcam.
Yeah.
And there's a mysterious curtain hanging in the background of the video. Creepy. I want to know what's going on behind the curtain back there. But listen to this asshole. This is his reaction to, you know, the whole gay thing.
Right. Button adjustment.
Brian and I were the only ones who heard that. Okay. Here we go.
Well, my take on the case is actually quite simple. Here we have Christians who are being forced to participate in a ritual.
Forced. Again, we're holding them down and forcing them.
At rapier point.
Right. To take a penis somewhere they don't want.
Right. Blowjob by a gunpoint.
Right. At dick point, we're forcing you.
Oh, my God. No one is making you do anything.
Right.
You fucking asshole. By the way, don't flatter yourself. What makes you think some other being would be attracted to your sorry ass? You loser. You tremendous asshole. No one likes you.
Ted Shubat.
Oh, you're a dick.
Author of... they've got a graphic. It says, on Focus Today, via right. Skype, Ted Shubat, author of For God or For Tyranny.
God, hey, bigot, what do you have to offer to society that's remotely good or productive? Well, fuck you.
He's got a great new term that he's coining, we'll hear.
On a ritual, it's a form of debauchery, depraved debauchery. It's a form of depraved debauchery that all of a sudden is being collectively esteemed to be a civil right, to be natural, to be something that we all must submit ourselves to.
Again, submit yourselves to.
Just because you use lots of big words doesn't mean you're smart, you dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to him. Listen to this fucking language he's using.
Well, that's the language of the preacher, right? The alliteration. God.
Yeah.
Depraved debauchery.
He says it like 8 times. Yes, we know you know those big words. You're a dick.
To accept.
Forcing to accept.
Oh,
you're
God.
You're being forced to accept it.
Oh, this guy's a cunt.
To accept. And they're being fined $135,000. Now,
no, they're being fined $135,000 because they refused.
Yes.
They discriminated against... illegally discriminated against someone.
I love it.
In a public business, you dick.
Asshole.
People always ask me, Theodore, you know, is Sharia law going to come to America? And I say, Sharia law is already here.
Hello?
Excuse me. Are you Theodore Shubat?
Oh, God.
I've had a question for you for a long time.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Is Sharia law coming?
Sharia law compliant.
I thought I smelled a little bit of it when I drove by the other day.
It's drizzling out of me.
It's called the homosexual agenda. Islam does not need to take over America. The devil is doing his work already in expanding and inundating the society.
He's marking
good
people
heavens.
With the sign of the cock.
Right. Wait, is gay Muslim or is gay smoking? I'm trying to figure this the fuck out.
All of the above.
I'm confused, right wing.
It's all
assholes.
A threat.
And inundating the society with an equally, if not even more tyrannical system than Islam. That is what I call sodomism.
More tyrannical than Islam.
Show me sodomism.
Show me sodomism.
S-O-D-O-M-I-S-M.
There you go.
Sodomism.
Equally, if not even more tyrannical system than Islam. That is what I call sodomism.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
Sodomism.
So that's Shubat.
God, did this guy... He sounds like someone who's overcompensating for, like... I don't know. It sounds like he's trying to sound smart. I wonder what his deal is. Is he like a doctor? He go to Liberty University? I wonder. If he's just a kook with a fucking microphone plugged into a computer?
Theodore Shubat? Well, you could be all of the above.
Oh, yes. True. He's a dick, man.
I guess you can go to...
Sodomism.
Shubat.com?
Right.
Or something.
How the fuck? Shubat. That sounds like an awesome name of a nightclub, by the way. Yeah, you going to go to Sodomism later? Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock. On Twitter, he calls himself a Christian militant, apologist, writer, speaker, and crusader.
Oh, my God. He's Batman. He's stupid Batman.
He's also said ISIS is a gay cult. ISIS is a big gay cult.
Oh, way to sum it up, buddy. You're a genius.
So there's a little bit of butthurt, bathing in Christian butthurt these days. Although some of them are still being...
Sodomism.
Still being assholes and holding out.
Is sodomism.com, is that a thing yet? Can we buy that on GoDaddy?
I'm sure somebody already got it.
I want to buy... What is that fucking YouTube channel we heard from earlier? I want to buy whatever that channel is and just put gay porn on it all day.
On his channel, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna buy it. Put gay porn. How much could his internet channel be worth? We could.
You mean the
it.
Dove TV?
No, Dove TV. Oh yes.
You want to take over the Dove?
Guy on guy blowjobs 24/7 on Dove.com.
Dove gets the crabs.
Yes.
Like when people do the goating.
Right. What is that?
It's when some. It's a liberal thing when some horrible, heinous right wing page. You know, we support Aaron, we support Dylan Roof kind of pages or things like that. Really extreme pages. Somebody goes undercover and it takes a while sometimes or sometimes not, but they become moderators.
Oh shit.
They get the owner of the page
right
to grant them moderator status.
You're like a sleeper cell.
And then they let everybody in and they kick the owner off.
Right.
And they just post pictures of goats.
I love it.
And memes of goats and pictures
I love goats.
Of goats. And yeah, it's a goating.
Who has a goat story that we know? Oh, it was a Hollywood hick. His father was attacked by a goat at one point.
Really? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When animals get pissed.
Came after him. Don't fuck with goats or liberals.
Don't fuck with goats or liberals.
Right.
Speaking,
yes.
Oh shit.
When animals get pissed.
Yes, when animals get pissed, a couple of stories. You actually put one, on Facebook.
Yes.
About that grizzly bear. It's more of a visual than anything, but it's at a zoo.
Oh yeah.
And goddamn, this grizzly bear. Picked up like a rock.
A 50-pound rock.
A 50-pound rock and just like bashed it against its safety glass enclosure. But that whole giant pane, it's one of those like big, you know, 10x6 panes of safety glass shattered.
Right.
Like, but stayed together. I mean, you know, or cracked, I should say. But yeah. Didn't splinter, didn't shatter. And looked like a car windshield, you know, when it gets when it gets cracked all over and everything.
Yeah.
God, I
tell you what, man, those bears, they don't have shit to do all day. They sit in that enclosure, and you know what happened? This bear slowly but surely unearthed that big old rock from the ground. Nobody noticed.
Nobody's keeping an eye on him.
And he just threw it.
Nobody's like, hey, what's the bear digging up?
I tell you what, it makes me think these animals know a little bit more than we think. Because they just sit all day watching these assholes look at them like, you know, through the fucking glass. And like, oh, my God, I'm going to get this rock open. I'm just going to throw it straight right. through this fucking window and freak everybody the fuck out.
In China.
Yes.
In the Sichuan province.
Oh, I've never been there. You?
There was a wildlife park.
Right.
There is a wildlife park. A 2-year-old boy stuck his hand into a cage.
Oh, God.
And had half of his arm bitten off by a tiger.
Holy fucking shit. Why would the parent let the kid do this?
Well, and, you know, there's the libertarian dream of no regulations,
oh, right?
Right. Why would you put tyrannical regulations on the tiger cages anywhere, you asshole government, you? Because now, obviously, the fair market will win.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to say, well, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, God.
That's the stupid logic of the libertarian morons.
I know. And, you know, and you shouldn't be able to do that. That shouldn't be a possibility. You shouldn't be able to physically get your hand close enough to a tiger that'll rip it off.
He was the kid was rushed to the People's Hospital in Yan'an for emergency treatment. He was then transferred to another hospital, but they were unable to save the bottom part of his
arm.
And they ended up amputating from the elbow down. So, first of all, kudos to the parents allowing the kid. I mean, it's a 2-year-old. I kind of get it. Sometimes 3 seconds. And they're gone and you don't know and the hand's in the cage
and you can't
100%, but if there's a cage around and there's a place that they could stick their hands in, then maybe the parents should be keeping a bitter fucking eye on what's going on.
I mean, have you ever been to the zoo and you see like the big cat enclosure, and then it's weird too because sometimes they just seem squirrely in there, those tigers or lions or whatever.
Right.
They start pacing and staring at the people, watching them.
I've never felt the need to stick an appendage in.
No.
But this is also a 2-year-old.
I mean, they don't know any better.
Right.
Horrible.
Speaking of 2-year-olds.
Yes.
Jared Fogle of Subway. Still, they don't know. No official word yet, but Subway and Jared have temporarily ended their business relationship.
Mm, shit. Well, good. Now he can explore other opportunities, which I'm sure are out there for him. A movie, television series.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Now, a member of this foundation of his had been involved in a child pornography investigation. So it really hasn't even been... We don't even know yet if Jared himself is a subject of the investigation.
It's just the same fucking organization. He's in. It's his organization,
right? The agents, they say six relatives left just after 6:30 a.m. when the raid began, and they ended up taking out electronics equipment and documents.
Ooh.
They say, they say he's got a sprawling house.
Oh,
he's fucking loaded.
Of course he does. God, I mean, the guy, it seemed like he was on every commercial break for years. I mean, he should be loaded. It's kind of, I mean, sucks. What if he had nothing to do with it? This totally sucks for him, you know? I mean, it's just an employee in his organization.
Maybe.
How do you know what people are up to?
He hasn't been charged with crime. He was not detained. But a quote from Subway says that Subway and Jared Fogle have mutually agreed to suspend the relationship due to the current investigation. Jared continues to cooperate with authorities, and he expects no actions to be forthcoming. So, you know, it sounds like you said, it's just, it might be somebody that they were just looking into a friend, you know, a worker for this Jared Foundation.
Yeah.
Russell Taylor is this guy's name, who was the executive director of the Jared Foundation.
Right.
He was busted after investigators found more than 400 videos.
Oh, it's so, so
his
fucked up.
House in a raid.
You know what would be a baller move if...
this guy did the... his own recording. Like, he wasn't trading it. He was shooting it.
Oh, he's a creep. What a gross asshole.
Not the trading it is.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Less heinous.
You know what would be a great move, though? If McDonald's snatched up Jared and used them as their spokesperson. And then made Jared say, you know what? McDonald's is just as healthy as Subway, guys.
Subway made me want to touch little kids.
McDonald's cured me.
The police have an affidavit alleged that that guy's porn collection involved boys and girls as young as 9.
Oh, my God.
He survived a botched jailhouse suicide attempt.
Eesh.
I guess he's still in jail. At the time, this nonprofit Jared Foundation was launched in 2004 to help fight childhood obesity. Oh, God. So it's a kid's charity.
It's
so the executive director is a kiddie porn guy.
Yeah, yeah,
God
damn. He's a fucking predator, and he found the perfect job for his sick self, I guess.
And he'd help him get in shape.
And Jared might not have had shit to do with this, man. This is so fucked up.
The former Indiana University student once weighed, we're talking about Jared,
right,
425 pounds with a 60-inch waist. He dropped 250 pounds on a do-it-yourself diet of nothing but turkey and veg subs from the campus Subway.
Maybe he could get a job with Quiznos.
Right. Well, Subway is the biggest, isn't it the biggest in the world? The biggest fast food chain? I always thought it was McDonald's,
yeah.
But didn't we find out that there are more Subways than...
Right.
Than there are McDonald's.
I'm so, you know, here, if Jared didn't do it, I want to know what all these shitty comedians are going to write jokes about now. No more eat fresh jokes from Subway with Jared. God, please. Let this be the end of that.
Oh, my God. They talked to a neighbor. Neighbor Jacob Schrader, 19.
He seems like a perv.
Described Fogle. He never touched my dick.
Well, you're too old, dummy.
Described Fogle as a, yeah, I got hair on my sack. He don't want me. Jacob Schrader described Fogle as a quiet man who doesn't interact much with others in the town of about 25,000.
Yeah, in Indiana?
He's got, you know, he made good money off of Subway, and he's also in the middle of fucking Indiana, which means he can buy a palace.
Yeah, he's got a castle.
$100,000, yeah.
He, like, lives in medieval times. Move from Indiana, dude. Fuck that.
They say it's a sprawling house that they investigated.
Jesus,
where Jared lives.
This poor guy, man. What if he didn't do anything? Ugh. He's fucked. He's never going to, you know.
Good God, another one. A neighbor across the street, Catherine Hoffman.
Oh, yes.
Defends Fogle. Says he's a positive presence around the small Indiana town. The only thing I ever seen around his home are happy people waving.
Are you telling me people come to the house of Jared to wave at him?
I think...
Is he on a tour?
She's talking about them waving outward.
Oh, okay.
At the other people.
No, he's friendly.
I'm shocked and saddened for a great figure in our community. Well, it probably... If this is just guilt by association, or unguilt by association, that kind of sucks that he might, you know, get his name dragged through the shit.
Does being a spokesperson for a major fast food chain, does that make you a great figure in your community?
I think in the middle
come
of...
Come on.
The Midwest.
He's not Jesus, lady.
Fast food?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
He's a god. He is Jesus. Yeah. Jared is Jesus.
God, guns, and guts.
If I was a neighbor, I wouldn't be so quick to come out and defend the guy. We don't know yet. We don't know. As soon as you say, oh, he's a great guy, then they start pulling shit out of the basement. Like, ugh.
Yeah, who knows what.
I'm going to stay back on this. I'm holding back.
And we don't know. It could turn out that, you know, he's involved too. We don't. We still don't know. So
he picked a pervy executive director.
Keep your ear holes plastered to whatever device you're using right now to listen to us.
Watch this space.
Crabdiving.com/live, 24/7 streaming
content.
Entertainment. For your ear holes, don't forget crabdiving.com for all the podcast versions, iTunes, Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, take a sec and maybe drop us a positive review or a bunch of stars or thumbs up or
the maximum amount. The maximum
thumb up where you want to while you're leaving stars, whatever you want to do.
The maximum amount of stars
exactly.
Should be left.
Up the hell out of us.
By the way, I'm sorry. We have a new episode of the Daily Upper Decker tonight.
New Daily Upper Decker this evening. Yes. 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm sure I know who's going to be on the pile this week. Go ahead.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. They're talking baseball, mid-season baseball report, and they're talking World Series odds.
World Series
odds? So this is going to be a degenerate gambling episode.
Is
I love those.
Degenerate gambling episode tonight on the stream at 8 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Right. p.m. out here.
Tommy Gimler and the Daily Upper Decker.
And the Herd. Go to dailyupperdecker.com for their blog.
For sure.
And
very funny.
Should we see what the headline is at the
Daily Upper Decker? Let's do it.
Just for laughs. Over at the Daily Upper Decker, listen tonight. I thought this is, maybe it's too early for this, or maybe they, depends on when they record it. I'm sure they're going to talk about Donovan McNabb.
They record in the middle of the night.
Then they probably did talk about Donovan McNabb because this came out yesterday. Former Eagles quarterback.
Right.
DUI due.
Can he afford a driver or Uber, Lyft?
So the headline over the Daily Upper Decker says Donovan McNabb now has more DUIs than NFC championship wins. By Tommy Gimler, one.
Was it a bad DUI? I mean, was he just, did he take anybody out?
As that's opening, the next headline down, not a lot of sympathy for the gentleman who set the fireworks off on the top of his head. Jason Pierre Paul is an idiot, but at least he didn't light fireworks off his head like this fucking moron. There was a lot of tubed beef swallowed yesterday, it says.
Oh, that's a hot dog story.
So hilarious headlines.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Donovan McNabb was arrested for DUI for the second time in 18 months.
Yeah.
After he rear-ended another vehicle at a red light.
Oopsie.
In Gilbert, Arizona.
Fuck you. It's got to be a shithole. Gilbert.
I forgot I'm reading Tommy's.
What
stuff
did he
here.
Say?
It's unknown. I thought I was on a reputable. Not that this is irreputable.
What does he say?
It's unknown where McNabb was coming from, but by the looks of things, it looks like there was an 80% chance that he got himself some good puss wherever he was.
Guys, today we have a forecast. 80% chance of good puss.
Then there's a photograph and his mugshot. He's smiling. And it says, yeah, that definitely is the face of the man who couldn't give two fucks that he's in police custody because the stank some broad left behind on his beard is that good. Some of the wonderful pros over at the Daily Upper Decker. And you might hear what's going on. You might hear some of that tonight. At
8 p.m. on the Pacific. Available for download on iTunes.
Available for download on iTunes. Yeah. And the views expressed by other shows on the network.
He's assuming Donovan McNabb is coming from some good puss.
Right.
80% chance. Allegedly.
There's an 80% chance.
How do you figure that math though? Where's that percentage? What's that based on?
Right.
Show me your work.
Apparently you measure the stank left in the beard.
funny.
So all kinds of shit going on. Join our Facebook page. It's getting to be too goddamn fucking much to keep track of. There's a crazy debate going on one of the threads between one of our libertarian readers and one of our sane people.
Is this Bill?
No, Bill's like, oh, libtards.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this guy actually has, he can argue.
Okay.
It's ridiculous, and his ultimate, he's one of these libertarian. Pure capitalism is what we should have.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. That's because companies have nothing but the best interest of society.
We can't
as
trust,
their number one goal.
Yeah, we can't trust anyone to look out for anyone else's best interest unless it's your own.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
Smithers. So lots going on the Facebook page.
Yes.
As it's taking
Twitter
a shitload of time to open.
Google Plus.
I've got a story here. Since we're on follow-ups.
Crab diving follow-up.
Well, you know, South Carolina.
Yes.
Voted, the South Carolina Senate overwhelmingly voted to take down the Confederate flag.
Yeah, good job, guys.
To take down the memorial outside the state house.
Yes.
And, maybe move it into the museum where it belongs.
Right.
Right?
Let the butt hurt commence.
But it overwhelmingly passed the Senate.
Oh, that's good.
But like a microcosm of our Senate, even although our Senate is batshit, talking about the United States Senate, completely more batshit and lunatic,
right,
is the House of Representatives.
Sure.
And just like that, instead of sailing through, there is one asshole, Representative Mike Pitts.
Yes.
From Lawrence, Lawrence, Laurens. Maybe it's Laurent.
Lawrence, oui, oui.
In South Carolina, who has said that he believes it should stay up, and if the only way he can keep it up is by attaching amendment after amendment after amendment, he's going to do it.
Oh, my God. What a waste of fucking time. Is there something valuable he could be spending his time on?
No one knew if he was going to actually go through with what he was saying and attach these amendments. However,
yes.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Sure enough, he came through and has attached.
Right.
So many ridiculous amendments. They're now they think they still have like a super majority. They're still working with the Republicans, the rest of the Republicans that might be able to override this. But if they don't,
yeah,
he might essentially filibuster, because the rule is they have to debate each amendment for X amount of time.
Okay, so there's just not enough time.
So he'll run out the clock.
God damn it!
By attaching amendments. And some of the fucking amendments he attached was, well, maybe we should talk about moving it back on top of the dome and hanging it upside down.
Oh, my God. Jobs!
That's an amendment!
Jobs, jobs, jobs! Isn't this what these asshole Republicans say all the time?
He's
jobs!
Really a fucking asshole.
They don't give a shit about jobs!
One of his amendments says, well, if it's that flag that's hanging up there,
yeah,
well, let's just take that one down, but we'll put up another one. It's not the same flag.
Oh, I don't know what.
But it would be another Confederate Stars and Bars flag.
Yeah.
But it's not the same flag. So we'll take down that flag that they want down.
They're gonna put a tie-dye version up.
This is what this subhuman is doing. This is the shit that he's
subhuman is accurate. This guy's stupid.
He's fucking making a stand.
Right. Wasting the time of the legislature. Because, shit, we don't need to do nothing about jobs or bridges or fucking health care. God damn it. Aren't there hungry children to feed?
And then there are a couple that he added on where he also put on one where they should debate closing the, like, some monument to African Americans or something like that, you know. Well, let's take that one down too.
What a dickhead! Right? Yeah, I just don't know what to say. He was elected by people. Who the fuck elected this guy?
Right.
Explain your decision to pull the lever for him. Seriously. Jesus Christ! You know.
I think we might have, let me see here.
Do we have audio from this?
Fighting against the overreaching of government at all levels, not just the federal government, but state government and local government as well. This is an atrocity that's representative of how that can happen and what did happen. Stan Waddy was so mad, angry. I don't have words to describe what he must have been feeling about how betrayed the nation was by the president whose ass they had saved.
I think he's talking about a Secret Service guy.
Did he say like president?
Whose ass they had saved.
Where is he speaking?
In the State House of South Carolina.
Who says ass? Who would say it like that?
State Representative Mike Pence just said that.
Is this guy fucking it? He said that he must have been sad and angry. He didn't have words to describe how he felt. Sad and angry. Those are words.
Oh, so he's talking about a Civil War general. Who this is his first amendment that he wants passed that he's discussing, which is that to give this guy a memorial somewhere.
He used the word someone saved his ass or something in his remarks, in his speech to the lawmaking body. That's fucking nuts.
Sounds like a learned gentleman, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
Dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Looking around.
Get to the point!
Just said ass.
That he chose to take up arms and lead the Cherokee on the southern side of the Civil War. He hated the federal government so bad that he was the last Confederate general to surrender.
So let's make a memorial.
Why?
He wants to make a memorial, and he's attaching this amendment to the let's take down the flag law.
I have a question. Why do we need to, why should we be, why should we be proud of this guy? He was the last one. He's the last one.
Yeah, he's speaking.
To give up.
Yeah, this asshole is speaking of him. He's a hero.
He was the biggest asshole.
He was the last one to give up. He was the last one to cling on to his Negroes.
We got some real weird views of the Civil War in this country. Just some fucked up ideas about it. I mean,
and then Texas is, you saw that story, Texas again trying to, in with the textbooks, trying to whitewash history by not even mentioning the KKK in certain aspects, and basically making racism a side issue.
Oh my God.
The Civil War. This is what they try to do. This I was having a debate with one of the assholes on our Facebook page about this, how it's slavery wasn't the issue. It wasn't the only issue. It was one of the top ones.
Right.
It was right up there.
The South had a labor force they didn't have to pay.
It was about states' rights. Yeah, they wanted their own right to keep slaves.
This is why you need, government. You need to protect us from shit like this.
Southern heritage.
No, come on.
Whatever. Fuck off.
I'm from the South. You shove the Southern heritage up your fucking ass. Honestly.
Well, I'm from the North. Shove the Northern. Heritage. I don't feel any affinity. You know why? Because my butthole still isn't burning from what I feel was an illegal taking of my butt virginity 160 years ago or whatever by Northern aggression.
The butthole has been put out. It no longer burns. How'd you do that? Did you sit in water or
a sitz bath?
Really?
Yeah.
Hose me down.
Some baking soda.
Ow. Jeez.
Giant crabby fuck you to this asshole Pitts.
I tell you.
The appropriately named.
The South, they love that Civil War, man. They love it. Love it.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
You're the lyric. The lyric was supposed to be, it just didn't work musically. Just a good old white boys. That's what they meant.
Right. And, I don't know how I feel about the whole stupid taking the Dukes of Hazzard off of the TV thing.
Yeah, take it
because
off.
Because of the because of the General Lee.
But you know what? I mean, just think about what that symbol means to people and shit, you know? And
yeah,
look,
yeah.
Look
yeah.
at some of the fucking horrible shit that was done. I mean,
such amazing television, though.
That's the thing. We can lose the Dukes of Hazzard. If the Dukes of Hazzard went out of our culture forever, I don't think it would matter. I don't think we'd miss a step, really. I mean, I love the show. I used to watch it religiously.
Monster Shop was moving them stolen motorcycles through like a Detroit assembly line.
What colors you got here? Oh, orange. I like this. That's good. What's this one? Blue. That's pretty. What color you got here? Red. I hate red. Look what you did to me.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. You don't.
Listen, boss.
Go ahead.
I just come in to report. Ooh. What a horrendous gunshot wound. How come you're still standing? All right, which one of you cutthroats done shot the boss in the gizzard, huh?
I take it back. Everything I just said, I take it back.
How dare they take that?
No. I need that.
Magic off of television.
Can't they just pixelate the fucking flag out of the car?
Put a stars and stripes over the stars and bars.
Yeah, it's put some editor.
Put one of those big naked titty silhouettes like you see on the back of a truck.
Put some editors to work. Give him something to cover up. That's a job creator.
Create some jobs.
Because, God damn it, Boss Hogg was fucking hilarious. And Roscoe, who just died, right?
Yeah,
he just died. What's his name?
Peace.
What's his name? Damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I can't remember the actor's name who played Roscoe.
James Best. Yeah, I used to laugh my ass off.
Sorrel Book, I remember.
Who is that?
Boss Hogg.
One guy went on to Congress, right? He was a member of Congress.
Cletus. Isn't it Cletus? He's a lunatic right-wing nutjob. Or Cooter. Cooter.
It was, you know, the characters were Cletus, Enos, and Cooter.
Right.
And Roscoe Pico Drain.
Right. Boss Hogg.
You know what's funny? It's like the South, they're like, you can't take Dukes of Hazzard away. If any of the people on this planet should want that gone, it should be the South. Because that is Hollywood making fun of your redneck ass.
Yeah,
you were the butt of every joke in that show. I mean, listen to that. He done shot me in the gizzard. Nobody talks like that.
You shot the boss in the gizzard.
They see the South. This is raging lunatics.
Right.
Yeah, goddamn it, boss.
Everybody's white. By the way, you might want to know. Not a lot of colorblind casting in the Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
So that's what's going on there. Yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's show, by the way, go to crabdiving.com. We talked about the town council in Florida that voted to put the stars and bars right back up, right?
The fucking South, man, you know.
Yep.
Oh, another thing about Dukes of Hazzard. You know, you remember how they never let the Duke boys have guns? But you know what they had? They had a bow and arrow, and they used to take a stick of dynamite and attach it to the arrow, light it, and then blow shit up with that. Because that's what rednecks fucking do. They blow shit up.
Yes. Totally concur.
Roscoe about letting the Dukes go because of lack of evidence. Roscoe, of course, understood.
Cletus, you know what you are? You're a dipstick. A 14-carat dipstick.
Roscoe always did have an understanding nature.
Cletus, I'll tell you what to look hard for. Look hard in your pay envelope next week, because stupidity is subject to withholding tax. You dipstick!
Oh, God.
James Best.
Was not paid enough.
It was not cheated, though.
You dipstick!
It was not cheated.
Oh, my. Oh, not on a line. No, sir.
By the way, Flash is right next to him.
That's the Bloodhound.
Basset Hound.
Basset. Flash.
Who just laid there. This is an old Basset Hound. There you go. A little trip down memory lane, which you won't be seeing anymore on... I think there's a station that's talking about picking it up, though.
Right. The redneck station, it's country music station.
Yeah, WKKK.
Right.
KKKK.
Just play the audio. It's good enough.
Right. I think, like you said, they should just pixelate the fuck out of that. That car isn't a lot, though.
That's a great job.
Cost a lot of money.
If you're an editor or whatever, like, how many days' work is that? Going through every episode of Dukes of Hazzard and taking out every flag. Oh, my God. You have carpal tunnel. 5 minutes into the show.
Speaking of 80s television.
Right.
Let's see if you can name this.
Facts of Life.
In 3 Name that show.
That's Magnum P.I.
That's Magnum P.I. None other than Tom Selleck.
I didn't watch Magnum P.I. that much.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that, I kind of think I wasn't allowed to watch that because that came on right at my bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
What was the deal? What was the deal with that show? He was a private detective that lived with that one dude.
I think he kind of fell into the private detective, didn't he? Wasn't he just like a lazy surfer, ne'er-do-well kind of, or was that it?
A gigolo.
Was he a real P.I.? I don't remember the origin story.
Oh, yeah.
Of Magnum P.I., but
what was
his
superpower?
He just sponged off a billionaire.
Yeah.
And now he's a right-wing nutjob. I mean, not that he wrote the goddamn thing, but Tom Selleck himself, in real life, a real right wing nut.
Stop it.
Dickwad.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad. That really bums me out because I've always liked Tom Selleck.
Well, you're going to like him less.
Motherfuck.
Today because
Magnum P.I. is a dick.
Now he is in trouble and is the center of a lawsuit in Southern California. Caleguas Municipal Water District.
Caligula.
Hired a private investigator to find out where all this water was going.
They hired a Magnum P.I.
And they found a truck.
Yes.
That on numerous occasions, a tanker truck would come and fill up with water from a fire hydrant in town.
What? In plain view?
I don't have that.
I mean, I could see how that would happen. I mean, listen, if some big tanker truck showed up and started getting water out of the,
I'm not gonna say shit.
I'm not even thinking about it.
And they followed it, and they found that it ended up at the 60-acre ranch of Mr. Tom Selleck.
Oh my God!
They sent him several after they caught him.
Yes,
they sent him several cease and desist orders. So like we caught you, stop.
Yeah.
And they kept doing it.
He could have just stopped.
Now the district is suing him. They're hoping to block him from continuing this water delivery scam. See, what he's doing is, you know, there's these new restrictions on how much water they can use.
Oh, I see.
And he's just stealing water.
He wants to keep his grass green.
Stealing water, or for whatever he's growing there on that ranch of his.
What a dick. That's fucking horrible.
They want to be reimbursed for all the water, and so far they've got like $22,000 in private investigators' fees that they want him to pay for.
Oh, that's kind of funny that he's busted by what he used to be.
At Mother Jones, they said, how much water does it take to groom Tom Selleck's mustache? Truckloads, apparently.
Mustache rise.
So there you go. Tom Selleck being accused of being a taking asshole. Privileged.
What?
It sounds like he's one of these assholes, right? Yeah, that we talked about. It was like, well, but we're rich, so we should be able to pay, you know.
It's like, I pay all these fucking property taxes. Why can't I keep my grass green? Because we're in a drought, you asshole.
Although they want to pay for it. I mean, they'll pay for the water. They just want more of it.
Right.
But this guy didn't even pay for it.
Why doesn't he just go buy fucking water from someone else? I'm sure he could. And then this wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you have to talk to Tom Selleck.
All right.
Get him on the line. I'm sure the Hollywood Hick on
he's going to
say Wednesday. So the Friday version of the Hollywood Hick.
Fucking forget about it.
He might be all over that.
Let me, I'm going to take a guess here, and this is going to be the Hollywood Hicks reaction to Tom Selleck. We are broke the fuck up, Tom Selleck.
I liked you in that one show, but
yeah,
we are broke the fuck up.
Fuck him.
Listen to the avocado farm is what he has.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he allegedly, they say, he's accused of taking water from a public hydrant to irrigate his 60-acre ranch and avocado farm.
What does he give a fuck about his avocado farm? Who cares, Tom? You know,
this is one of those where you wonder if how much he knows what's going on.
He doesn't know.
You think it's a toady who just was like, God damn it, we can't let the avocados dry up.
How great would it be if he was actually driving the truck, Tom, and doing it himself? Yeah. He's bored.
Right.
What if this was an episode of Magnum P.I. and he's just like, oh my God, I have an idea. Episode 69, where we steal all the water.
He's been living there for 30 years almost at this ranch.
Do you think he lives his life like his TV show? The life according to Magnum P.I.?
The assessed value of his house is $10.2 million.
Ugh, you're a dick. Jeez, $10 million.
It says fairly dense trees and shrubbery.
Very green, I imagine.
But they're, well, actually, the latest aerial photo they said on Zillow looks like there's lots of brown grass. So I don't know. Who knows?
He's watering his avocados.
Could be, yeah.
That's his passion now. Who knew?
There are fines of up to $500 a day for residential users who waste water. That's what we've got going here in California with the drought.
That's it for him? $500 a day?
$10,000 a day for water suppliers.
Ooh.
I guess. So I don't know. I don't think he could be. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they could hold the trucking company or whatever. Who knows?
Hey, this guy next door that just stands out there with the water hose and just lets it pour all over the lawn.
Yes.
Could he be fined $500?
The former lawn?
Yeah. Oh, now it's fake. See, they're actually saving the environment. The neighbors put this horrendous-looking fake grass over their lawn, but they're actually the good guys.
They are the good guys.
We're the bad guys for making fun of it.
They could have put in some kind of native scrub or something.
They just did rugs.
That requires a little work, so they just threw a rug over it.
Honestly, how do you clean that? Do you just rake it? Rake the shit out of it?
I guess, yeah.
Or vacuum?
It says, in contrast to Hollywood's mostly outwardly liberal environmentalist, Tom Selleck recently calls himself a political independent with a lot of libertarian leanings and serves on the board of the NRA.
Oh, come
to make you love him even more, Ryan.
Good God. Shit.
So, now that I remember, do you kind of remember when he was on Rosie O'Donnell a bunch of years ago when she had her talk show and they got in a famous fight because...
Oh, I don't remember that.
She was and is virulently anti-gun or you know, more sensible regulations at least. And he's a gun nut. And they got into it, I think, on the show over that.
Wasn't it right after Columbine? She came out like made some statement, some huge statement because she had her show. And yeah, good for her. Fuck Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Eat a dick.
Maybe up to some shenanigans, some 1% asshole privilege shenanigans.
He's a gun asshole, and on top of that, he's taking your fucking water. Jeez.
Taking
what
water.
A dick.
Yeah. Taking water from babies.
Good Lord.
He's taking water from babies.
Asshole.
Here we go. Pat Robertson, we haven't heard from him.
Oh, my God. It's been forever.
In a little bit.
He's not dead yet. Are you sure?
You know, with the gay marriage and everything, you think it would have been 24/7 Pat, but I think he might have been drowned out by all the ninnitude.
God, are we hearing a reaction to marriage equality from...
Well, no. Yes. This is about ISIS. This has to do, I don't know what led up to this clip.
They're possessed.
But here is, he's selling a book.
He wrote a book, another book.
Islam, I can't read it with the resolution shit. Here. Islam, something, something, something with a question mark. here's a little bit. Pat Robertson from the 700 Club.
What?
You wonder, maybe the best thing that ever happened to the world is for these crazies in ISIS to keep on beheading people and doing some of these extreme things.
Yes, he just said what you thought he said. You wonder if it could be one of the best things that's happened to the world.
Guys, somebody finally found the silver lining to being beheaded.
Right. The fact that some lunatic religious crazies, much like himself, are running around and, you know, are chopping the heads off other people.
Wow. I bet the families of people that have been beheaded by ISIS are excited to hear what this idiot has to fucking say.
Let's look at the bright side.
Hey, make lemonade.
Right.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
But
even Glenn Beck is sorry for them.
Oh, yes.
You wonder, maybe the best thing that ever happened to the world is for these crazies in ISIS to keep on beheading people, doing some of these extreme things. You know, I was reading, they had beheading in the Ottoman Empire, but from what I understand, in 100 years or so, there was only one beheading in all that time. And now we're having them. I mean, ISIS is just, and it's shocking, Muslim.
You know what he's neglecting to talk about are who I'm sure are his buddies, the Saudis. The Saudis just chopped somebody's head off like the other day.
Oh, God.
That's their, remember, it's like us, the Saudis, and North Korea, and so, or something like that, or, and
we
China.
We kill people.
That kill people. Yeah, right. We're the civilized, shining examples on the hill of, you know, benevolent civilization.
And then Stingus, he has a diamond mine. A diamond mine.
He's worth estimates up to $1 billion. Remember, we saw that one?
He's so godly.
A couple hundred million up to $1 billion with a baby.
And it's shocking Muslims. Listen, you've heard all this business about Islam being a religion of peace. Islam does not mean peace, it means submission. But here's a book. It's called Islam, a Religion of Peace or War.
With a it's one of those question marks. Islam, a religion of peace or war? Question mark. And that's a big argument, right? Is that, well, nothing. I saw it today, some comment. They said that ISIS is like the epitome of Islam. Like, if they're trying to say that, yes, Islam is all bad. Every Muslim is evil.
Right.
Because that's the basis of their religion.
That's what it boils down to. A bunch of people getting their heads cut off. That's what this idiot wants us to think.
People who want other people's heads cut off.
Oh, right. Okay.
If peace or war will be glad to give this to you free. You really need it. You need to see what's here, because they're quotes directly from the Quran, directly from the life of Muhammad, and directly from what is being done and what is being said.
Now, you know you go on a list when you get that free book, right?
Dude, I was about to say, what is the catch? There must be, maybe they charge you for the shipping. Maybe that's it.
There's a phone number to call. It doesn't exactly say.
I bet the book is free and the shipping is $10, which is a total ripoff.
Or you don't think they consider it a loss leader with the, they send you that ridiculous little book? It's a pamphlet, really. It's not a big fat book. And you don't think they...
You think there's a catalog section in the book?
It's just a cheap way of acquiring a customer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a great idea.
It costs us 5 cents to make the damn book.
It's a stupid book Pat wrote about Islam. He knows nothing about it.
Right.
He wrote
These are direct quotes from the Koran.
It's probably, you know, it's in a font that his fan base can read. Really, so it's probably one sentence
crayon
in the fucking book. Yeah, yeah. Big block letters.
God, I don't know if we'll be able to hear this one. This is I don't think we'll be able to hear this one, but there's Pastor Manning.
Fuck you.
Pastor James David Manning.
Oh, God, this guy.
Of the church.
Of eternal butthurt.
Was at a 4th of July event.
Hear ye, hear ye.
And he warned in Pensacola.
What?
I believe.
Oh, shit.
He was at Gettysburg. This other guy was from Pensacola.
Right.
But the pastor, you know, maybe I'll see if I can fix the clips, because it sounds like, I don't know if it's that easy to hear. We'll see here.
The other day before leaving here, we had on our announcement board that all fags, all lesbos, all fag churches, that burn in lust for human waste will burn in hell as human waste.
Oh,
happy
God.
4th of July, yeah, everybody.
Really. Lesbos.
Meanwhile, you could pick up some of the sweet corn over on the...
Yeah. Is that Manning? Is that
That's
who that
Pastor
is?
That's James God. David Manning of the Atla
Lesbos
Church
guy, it sounds
New York.
Like, is he really fat?
No, not really.
He sounds...
I mean, he's no...
He sounds fat.
Ballerina, but right. He's not fat.
God, what a dickhead.
One of the things that really struck me about...
Oh, this is a different person.
I'm in love with human waste.
Is that what he said? If you're in love with human waste?
You end up as waste.
Oh, okay.
We're burned in hell as human waste. Two women.
Okay, this is an important point for me to understand Christianity. So if I go to hell, I'm first metamorphosized into a turd, and then as a turd person, that's how I burn in hell. Is that correct?
I guess, yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
But turd babies don't live.
No, I'm a turd person.
Oh.
Two women, well, a family walked by of women and looked at that and said, well, ain't that a shame? A church making such a statement. How awful that is. That's not God. That's not love, they say. I heard him. I was standing there watching him.
He's talking about the horrific sign that he puts up.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty famous for putting up those horrible, you know, fags are going to hell kind of signs on
right.
his stupid church in Harlem. And he's talking about two women who were standing there saying it's horrible.
Bless balls.
But you need to understand that where we are at present in America and the church, people don't believe the word of God anymore.
Right.
They've walked away from it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And I do. And we're going to keep on preaching and teaching that fags, lesbos, sodomites, and all other hell raisers are going directly to hell. And I pray that God will let me sit someplace where I can send them to hell.
Now, isn't that lovely and Christian-y?
God, and so self-important. He thinks God loves him so much, he's going to give him a job sending people to hell.
Well, and what a sadistic fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to help
please,
people.
Yes.
You want, I want a prime seat, and I want to press the button to send those faggots down to hell where they burn.
I thought the whole point of Christianity is that you wanted to bring people to, quote unquote, God, whatever that fucking means. Not send people to hell. I thought that was the point. To evangelize.
No.
Jeez.
It's to point and judge.
I'm so confused.
He's delighting in the possibility that he might be able to press the down elevator button for some...
Is that what it is?
Starfish diver.
I was going to say, how does he do it? Like, how does he send them to hell? Or is he just... Does he just kick people off the side of a cliff? Or is there a trap door? A chute?
It's Manning's heaven, so I guess it would be whatever way...
Oh, yeah.
It would be heaven to him.
Do you think it's like Christmas Story with the Santa Claus?
I think it would be with a ball gag and a gimp suit, to be honest with you.
Remember when
Ralph... giant dildo in his ass.
When Ralphie gets shoved down the fucking slide. Right. You'll shoot your eye out, kid!
Oh.
That's the best.
The scariest Santa ever.
I like the Tin Man.
Directed to hell, and I pray that God will let me sit someplace where I can send them to hell. I also want to say, and I pray that you are not offended by this.
Uh-oh.
I pray that you are not offended by this.
I'm listening.
Oh, yes.
But over the past 7 years, God Almighty has not allowed one word that we have spoken in prophecy or preaching to fall to the ground.
What?
I don't get it.
He's saying that he's been right. Well, why didn't you... You know, pick the lotto numbers or some shit. If all your prophecy
to do something useful
is correct,
not one word has fallen to the ground.
Give me the trifecta at the at the harness racing.
Absolutely.
Right. Everything that God has said, every word that God has spoken at the Outlaw World Missionary Church, every word has come to pass. Every word. Not one word has frowned. Almighty God has kept his promise.
God, I wish the camera would turn around. It's on him. I want to see what this audience looks like.
Did you hear that one guy? He's like, hee, hee, hee.
Yeah, it's
creepy.
I think he was calling for oxygen.
Oh, yes.
I told people back in 2007 that Obama was the son of Satan. My friends won't even call him that now, but if they plan to work for God, if they plan to chase that devil, they got to name him as to who he is.
This is the guy. I mean, he's pretty famous clips of him going, you know, Obama, first time you learned about him was kind of on a big pair of big old tits.
Yeah, yeah.
About being on a T-shirt of some whorish woman.
This is who the Hollywood Hick talks about. The Hick plays lots of Reverend Manning.
Does he?
Or he did in his first episode.
Well, it's a plethora of material from this asshole.
I mean, he's nuts. He wants to sit there and send people to hell.
That's a lot of them do that.
How's that even fun?
With the, you know, going around in the atheist blogs and things like that, and in the liberal sphere, that whenever it talks about religion, whenever an atheist talks, the first thing some loving Christian does is jump up and say, "I can't wait to see you roasting in hell."
Yeah, wow.
While I'm up nuzzling to the ball sack of the Lord.
Wait. I thought you were supposed to pray for me or something.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, I'm a sinner, right?
Well, they love you, but they don't like the sin. But then,
yeah,
I want you to pray.
But wait a minute. We're all sinners in God's eyes, right?
It's also beyond ridiculous.
Yes.
It's embarrassingly stupid.
It's so funny.
I don't get it.
It's all hilarious, really.
Right. And there was a quote from a comedian. I don't know. I didn't recognize who the comedian was, but something to the effect of, it's amazing how people who will poo-poo Thor and Apollo and Zeus, because they're 2,000 years old and ridiculous myths, will gleefully adhere to a virgin birth and a guy walking on water.
I don't get it.
And coming back from the dead.
I don't get it.
Without blinking an eye.
I worship Spider-Man. That's what I think. Okay. You know what I mean?
Did you ditch Aquaman?
Yes, it's my faith. Fuck off.
Wow.
No, I've converted.
How cheap you are.
Aquaman can.
Cheap date.
Aquaman can burn in hell.
Oh, yeah. Can he burn with all that water?
Oh, shit. Somebody dry him out and then burn him, okay?
He'll boil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you poach in hell.
We're going to poach Aquaman. Today, there was a... we might have clips later, but today there was an interview done with Donald Trump.
God damn it. I'm sorry. Tom Selleck is stealing water.
Tom Selleck is stealing...
What the fuck is
truckloads of water for his avocado ranch.
Oh, God. All of our icons from the 80s, they've fallen. Bill Cosby, rapist. Again, Tom Selleck is a water thief.
They done lost their minds.
Shit.
Donald Trump...
Yes?
...says he's going to win the Latino vote. They love me. You just wait, because I'm going to create all the jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
how?
But
building the wall.
How are you going to create the jobs before you're elected to get them to vote for you?
Donald Trump works in mysterious ways, like Jesus.
Because he doesn't talk about how he's going to do anything. Whenever anybody asks him how... He says, because I'm the best.
Fuck you.
That's how.
Right. I'm going to build the biggest wall.
Right.
You want a wall? I'll build you a fucking wall.
And she trolled him a little bit, the woman that was interviewing him. She said, well, how tall is this wall going to be?
Right. I'm worried.
He's like, never mind about how it's going to be impenetrable. It's going to be impenetrable, he said. Never mind how tall it's going to be. It's going to be impenetrable.
Don't you think? If part of your, like, I don't know, your campaign is about building a wall, the least you could do is tell someone how tall it's going to be. I mean, really, how tall is the wall going to be, Donald? Is it 8-foot wall? Is it a 20-foot wall? The fuck are we talking about?
Snipers? Are we going to have a moat?
Maybe? Oh, yes. Well, you don't need a moat. You got the rivers there already.
They can swim. They've already proved that. That's already failed.
And are you going to have Latinos?
God gave us a moat. Right. It didn't work.
Is he going to have Latinos building the moat? Is that why all the Latinos are going to vote for him? They're going to give him a job building the wall
right
between them and Mexico.
So I'm sure there'll be... It just happened this morning, and I saw the whole thing put together, but I didn't pull any clips. I'm sure the clips will be forthcoming. It was amazing. It really was. He was pissy at the end. He was really pissy. She's like, thank you, Donald Trump. And he takes off his mic. He goes, yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes, he looks over. I don't know who he's talking to. But yeah. All of a sudden, she's not there anymore.
Right.
She's like, thank you. I really appreciate it. It was fun. He's like, yeah, yeah. All she does is focus on the negative. Oh, the positive. What about everybody that loves me?
Ooh, get used
and
to it.
And she's like, oh, okay. No, that's a good point. We still got a couple minutes here. She goes, oh, put your mic back on.
Awesome.
Put your mic back on. And she says, you know, what about all, where do you think this is coming from? And then he gets mad because she says, well, she did kind of say this. She goes, well, you allege that all these crowds are following you and everybody's following you now. What do you mean? You allege it. You just said it. You allege. And then he kind of claimed that some HuffPo, she said you're in second, and he said, well, yeah, I don't know, coming out, some Huffington Post thing says I'm first. He's amazing. He really.
Oh God! If he were the nominee, how great would that be?
Is truly and truly fucking unbelievably amazing.
Well, it wouldn't be great because what if something happened to the Democratic nominee? What if there was some bullshit, some scandal broke, and then Donald Trump was president? I don't know.
I just can't imagine him getting through.
I mean, how much? How is he getting funding for his campaign? Does he do it himself? Is he that rich?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's that rich.
Jeez. Yes.
So he could just keep going.
She gave him the chance
to like save
to
himself.
To apologize.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. As it loads, ladies and gentlemen,
loading the Trump. Oh my God, what is this?
That's the...
Don't try and convince me that there's no crime, that it's wonderful. The people that are being forced in.
She was, by the way, she said, immigrant crime has been shown. Here's the numbers.
Right.
Immigrant crime is lower than in that the immigrant population than it is in the general population.
Like per capita,
percentage
right?
wise, right. Yeah. He goes, illegal. First, he says, you're wrong. Your numbers are wrong. Check your numbers. You're wrong. Those numbers are wrong. They're lying.
You check your numbers, asshole.
Well, she says that to him. Oh, yeah. She's like, well, why should we trust your numbers?
Right.
And then he says, he goes, check your numbers. They're wrong. Then he goes, well, illegals. I'm talking about illegals. I'm talking about illegals. And she says, the amount of people who come into the country illegally who commit crimes is lower than the amount of that's a lie. That
wouldn't they say well, that's impossible because they're all committing crimes by coming over here illegally.
Well, yeah, she means I think she might even say that aside from coming here illegally.
I hate that argument.
Right, by the definition, they're illegal. We should just shoot them the second they put one little tiny toe in the Rio Grande.
It's so unsympathetic.
Yeah,
imagine what your life must be in your country. If you're going to get smuggled over into our country, how hard must their life be?
And I think she even points out the vast majority are somebody just coming over who want to make money to probably send it back to their family. Or they want to make... They're coming because they think it's better here.
Yeah.
They're not leaping over the border to find a white girl to rape.
Right. And have we officially dispelled the rumor that most Mexicans are like sleeper cells for Al Qaeda?
No, that's why he's doubling down on this. Is exactly what he's talking about.
Oh,
right
he's
here.
Saying they're still terrorists.
And these aren't just Mexican people. The people that are being forced. Mexico doesn't want people. They're forcing them into our country, and we're taking them and we're putting them in our jails and our hospitals, and we're paying them money through different sources. It's a disgrace. Don't tell me about safety. Are you trying to justify safety on the border? I don't think so.
Good God. I mean, listen to him.
She mentions that El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shithole.
Which is right on the border and has probably, you know, if this is people passing through, this has the largest amount of illegals, I guess. Is
wow.
That, has one of the lower crime rates in the country.
Oh,
He blew up. That's what he comes. He's like, what are you talking about? Safety? Don't talk to me about safety.
Jesus
that's what this
Christ.
Little, that's what this ridiculous little tirade was about.
How long is he going to last if that's how he handles interviews? I mean, every interview is going to be combative with him. He says crazy shit.
Man, I hope he lasts for a long, long, long time. Oh, yeah, me too. I can't wait for that fucking debate. That first debate will not happen fast enough.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna have to have an 8-hour show.
Listen to what he's saying, too. It's so shitty. It's like, these people that are coming into our country, we're giving them health care. We're putting them in our hospitals. Oh, yeah. How horrible. What would Jesus do, dickhead? Right. Again, what the fuck would Jesus do?
And how
throw them back in the river?
And how about giving them a path to citizenship, and then they pay taxes?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
How about they pay taxes for the services that they're using that you're bitching about?
No, bullshit, because then they're going to vote Democrat.
Well, that's the main reason right there for the whole thing. They're not worried about, and the same thing with the voter registrations. They're not worried about fraud, right? They're worried about brown people voting.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Because they're voting Democrat. It's not even veiled. I mean, some of them even said it. That guy in Wisconsin that retired. Remember that guy? There was a Republican who recently retired, who a longtime state senator or something like that. It was like, of course, it was on his way out. So
yeah.
Nothing to lose. But he even said, these voter registration things, I can't abide by that one.
Yeah.
He goes, there's really no reason other than trying to prevent Democrats from voting because we don't have the fraud that they're screeching and crying this out there. Thousands of dead people voting. Whatever.
Yeah, yes.
And they can't even remotely come up with an actual
right
example of such. Was it Mary Fallon, that idiot in Oklahoma, or one of them?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the Ten Commandments person?
That she, oh, yeah, not of that, but she, in the past, she commissioned, might not have been her, but one of the state governors, one of the asshole states, commissioned a study. This is once and for all. They spent, we did the story, it was months and months ago, that they spent a couple $100,000 tax money studying, sending waves out to round up all of this voter fraud.
Right.
And they ended up with less than 1%.
Nobody.
Or something nobody.
Nothing's happening.
Nobody.
My favorite is the drug testing welfare recipient.
Right.
That's the best.
Another one.
Yeah.
There's another one.
What an indignity to have to suffer. If you get a drug test just because you're poor, what the fuck are you inferring?
It's the criminalization of poverty again.
Yeah, poor people can afford lots of fun drugs, lots of coke.
this is just dumb, by the way. This is the governor,
right,
of Maine.
Okay.
You know, Paul LePage, a lunatic. I don't know what happened in Maine.
This guy is a straight-up asshole.
Yeah, and he won re-election. This is another, like Kansas moment where you're like, what?
He wants people to be able to conceal carry without a permit, right?
Exactly. And he wants to put 12-year-olds to work.
Oh, sure. What a great state.
And he recently now is under investigation. They're talking about impeaching him for doing this bullshit, kind of like a Rick Perry move. What Rick Perry is under indictment, federal indictment for.
Corruption?
Kind of the same kind of deal where he said, this was just blatantly vindictive. There was a university that was hiring an economics professor or something.
Yeah.
And they had, they told the guy, you're hired.
Right.
You got the job. You know, you're starting in August or whatever. Paul LePage doesn't like the guy, so he told the university, I'm cutting your funding if you hire him.
Oh, my God. That's not legal.
And the university said, okay, we can't hire you. I mean, the university was we can't afford to lose our funding.
Right.
And now they called him out of it. And he said something, the legislature was voting to investigate him and possibly impeach him. On TV, he's like, they can't investigate me. It's in the Constitution. They can't investigate me. It's in the Constitution. He's a Tea Party,
Jesus,
raging lunatic. I don't know.
Is his coke
what
tentacles?
Kind of mushrooms the people of Maine got a hold of that they voted for this cumwad? I mean, it's really just a raging lunatic.
But seriously, this sounds like coke tentacles.
And now this is how just dumb he is. He fucked up. They fucked up. The whole administration fucked up. He right. was going to basically pocket veto these 19 bills that he didn't want, that he hated, these bills that were coming up.
Pocket veto.
Meaning if he just let them sit there and didn't sign them, they're automatically considered vetoed.
Pocket pool.
But he doesn't actually veto them.
Right.
I don't know. It's I don't know why
he puts them in his pocket for later, you know.
But now he's bitching and crowing and crying because they fucked up with the rules. The legislature was supposed to have adjourned, but the legislature never adjourned. So now the clerk is like, I don't know what to do when these bills come back, because technically, because they fucked up, the bills, instead of being pocket vetoed, they become automatic law.
Oh, wow.
So these 19 bills, of which there were a few that he just loathed and screamed against,
oh,
and
that's
even
awesome.
Campaigned against.
That's fucking awesome.
Are now coming, they're passing.
Dude, if there's one thing you can tell your constituents, it's like, listen, I tried so hard not to have this law made into law, but we just couldn't do it, you know, as opposed to we fucked up.
Right.
We just fucked up. Somebody forgot.
he's claiming that, you know, he could do what he wants and that he's vetoing them. He's going to veto them and send them back. Fuck you. And the House Majority Leader there, Jeff McCabe, said, I can't even process this right now. He goes, it's very clear as far as the role the governor has when it comes to bills, whether he signs them, not signs them, or vetoes them.
Yes.
To hold them for an arbitrary period of time doesn't really work. He can't rewrite the rules.
He's fucked.
He says, we were expecting him to act on these last Thursday when he was hanging out with Chris Christie. But he seems to have gotten distracted by that.
He was drunk.
This is a Democratic leader.
Right. Yeah, he's probably drunk. Him and Chris Christie playing poker.
And Paula Page is losing his shit.
Right.
Because there's one bill which they say it's the most contentious, which would permit.
What's up, Kate?
What's going on?
Kate, what's going on? I think she's okay.
Yeah. Standing.
The dog just came into the studio,
right, right.
Ladies and gentlemen. The guard dog. It would permit asylum seekers to apply for assistance from the General Assembly. So. Immigration. People could seek asylum and shit like that. And he's like, no!
Is Maine going to be ground zero? God, I hate when people use that term. For immigration reform in this country.
Get this. Here's one he didn't like.
Yeah.
But it's going to pass. Or has passed.
Right.
Preventing the shackling of pregnant women at the at detention facilities.
Wait, that's good.
Right. And it's passed, but he wanted to veto it.
See, this is when a Republican does that, when they do good things, when they fuck up and forget. This is the best thing ever. Keep voting for this guy.
Here's one that would establish a municipal fund to support broadband development.
Oh, my God. I love Paula Page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
The Daily News is reporting that the window has expired. Quote, ensuring the bills become law. The ACLU is jumping in, saying that the state constitution is clear. The governor had 10 days. He did not veto them. And now the bills will become law.
Oh, shit.
We don't have a government of one.
Right.
The governor cannot make up the rules as he goes along.
God, this Paula Page must be such a fucking asshole.
The Republicans are saying not much about it, but there's a consultant. They got a quote from who calls it a substantial screw up.
Hey, man, this is the kind of Republican I like. When they fuck up and do the opposite of what they meant to do, they're amazing leaders, right? These are all great things.
This consultant tweeted out, thanks to the governor's screw up, Asylum seekers will now receive government assistance.
Yeah.
Love to see the base's reaction to this.
That's the best. Hey, and if you're pregnant and you find yourself arrested for whatever reason, you can't be shackled.
Right.
Why would you be for that? For shackling pregnant people.
You know, they're dangerous. They might.
They're going to run away.
I guess.
They're pregnant.
God forbid we treat people humanely.
Oh, yes.
That are, you know, evil.
Don't be ridiculous.
She might have had a drug or something on her at one time.
Oh, please.
So, you know,
shackle her.
That's the way things go. So Paula Page.
No one lactating should be shackled.
Paula Page fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Major league, and we thank him for it, actually. You know, I don't think we ever even checked out to see what the fucking headlines were.
Oh, my God.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower here in Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July the 8th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. A little early.
That was so good, though. You want to hit the title?
I don't know. I have to work on it. There's a headline. There's a photograph of a very unhappy-looking Sarah Palin.
Wow, she's sad.
Interestingly. And the headline on the HuffPo says, Sanity Prevails. Sarah Palin has this unsmiley face, and sanity prevails.
Uh-oh.
The headline, it says, it's about Medicare.
Yes.
Physicians would be paid to discuss end-of-life options with Medicare patients who want their wishes spelled out in advance under a regulation proposed by the federal government. Medical societies and senior groups, like ARP, have long supported so-called advanced care planning as a way for patients to consider whether they want intensive medical care in the event of a life-threatening illness near the end of their lives, or if and they want to make their preferences known to their loved ones in writing. Medicare has never had a mechanism with which to pay doctors for this counseling.
Oh, I see. So
they're trying to put this into the Affordable Care Act.
God, so you have to pay extra to talk to your doctor about end-of-life bullshit?
I guess. Oh, they offer God. You counsel. They have counseling for it.
Oh, okay. I guess, yeah. Shit.
Why is Sarah... Oh, here, I know. Here's why Sarah Palin... An early version of the legislation would have established a way for Medicare to pay physicians for this. So that was in it. And that was one of the things that was removed before they passed Obamacare, because the Republicans squealed about it.
Good God.
She called these counseling sessions death panels. These are Sarah Palin's
oh, I see.
Fake death panels.
That it's not that. It doesn't even make sense.
No. It's just reimbursing for counseling on what happens, what they want to do at the end of their lives. It's not, hey, we're going to give you thumbs up or thumbs down to whether you're getting care.
Yeah, it's a panel, like on a talk show or something, a celebrity panel. Were they going to have celebrity death panels?
Palin wrote in 2009, "The America I know and love is not one in which my parents or my baby with Down syndrome will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel.
Oh, my God.
So his bureaucrats can decide based on subjective judgment of their level of productivity in society."
Oh, geez, see, now this information is now free.
Meanwhile,
she's no longer charging for her show.
Right. Meanwhile, what do we always hear about from the evil fuckwad insurance companies that these assholes on the right lavish? They want the private insurance. Private insurance all the time is turning down shit.
Oh, absolutely, man.
All we do
man.
Is hear about, private insurance isn't going to pay for that.
Yeah, they cover
insurance
that.
Insurance going to pay. Do you really need that? You don't need that lung.
Yeah, but the doctor said I need it. Oh, well, fuck you.
But according to this chart on this table.
Or this other doctor that we're paying.
Yeah, there's a guy in southern Vietnam who said that doesn't work, so we're not going to pay for it.
Suck a dick.
So this death panel bullshit has always been a ridiculous claim.
Oh, my God.
But they jumped right on it on the right. They still talk about death panels.
Hey, some of the, fuck you.
So I guess they're trying to put that back in.
Right.
As a rule. And that's why the photograph of
Sarah Palin.
An unhappy, vexed
oh.
looking Sarah Palin.
Damn. Well, she's sad.
That's the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If eat.
Sorry, I jumped on your line. No. Huffington, the Post.
In unison.
Over at the Dummy Drudgery Report.
Fuck you.
Currently, there is no headline.
What?
Big giant headline at the Drudge Report.
I ain't got nothing to say no more.
They have all their links. They have their header.
They're sad.
But nothing.
They're sad because of marriage equality.
The above, they have four little stories above the header, which is about the glitch today in the New York Stock Exchange, which caused a delay. By the way, the coverage of that was... You know, it was a kind of a coinkydink that happened today. Now they're finding out that...
Oh, you don't think it's related?
United Airlines, they had one of their computer systems go nipples up. And then a little while later, the New York Stock Exchange had to halt trading because they had a tech glitch of some sort.
Not related?
No. And then at one point, the Wall Street Journal was down.
I don't believe that.
The web page. And there's a bunch of right-wing ninnies that were tweeting out.
Yeah.
Basically, what? Is this an attack?
It's Al-Qaeda. Right.
And even from the beginning, they were saying, they're not related. We don't think it's an attack. This is just a coincidence. And sure enough, even the stock exchange was like, no, there was something. They halted trade. They've got these, what they do is they halt trade. They don't have any fast lanes at the New York Stock Exchange. One pundit this morning was saying that if something happens that even it might not bring everything to a halt, but it might give somebody an unfair advantage or somehow slows down somebody else's trades, they shut down the whole thing so
Holy
that nobody
shit.
Can have an advantage.
But these are all big, like, signs of capitalism, right? And symbols, like the stock exchange, our airplanes, and the Wall Street Journal.
Exactly.
Building 7.
They should have gone after porn. That's one of the biggest
industries.
I couldn't get on sex.com.
Pornhub has been down.
So.
Send the Hornets, Lord.
This and one of the smaller headlines, apparently it's a slow news day because. If the main headline over at the HuffPo is about get Donald Trump playing in my head here is Sarah Palin and Medicare.
Yeah.
If that's the headline, then it must not be that big of a news
day.
Yeah,
it's a slow day, huh?
But
wait, with the attack on the Wall Street Journal, the United Airlines, and the stock exchange, that's huge.
According to a PPP poll,
right?
Donald Trump is in the lead in North Carolina.
That state shouldn't be allowed to vote then.
North Carolina, 16% for Trump, 12% for Jeb Bush. Scott Walker.
Oh, my God.
And, tied for second with Jeb Bush, Scott Walker. Third place, Mike Huckabee.
Oh, gross.
With 11%. 9% is Ben Carson. Marco Rubio and Rand Paul next. And then Ted Cruz.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I mean, listen to
6%.
That list.
Christie with 5%.
They're all atrocious.
Carly Fiorina.
One's worse than the next.
4%. And Rick Perry. Rick Perry's in there with 2%.
Hey, good job, stupid.
Lindsey Graham, 1%.
No, hanging out.
And also in the 1%ers, not the good kind of 1%ers this time, as far as they're concerned.
God, who's left?
Jindal. Santorum.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't
Jindal,
that fucking awesome?
The thing that blows my mind about Jindal and Perry, they're governors. Don't governors typically do better? They're getting beat by Donald Trump.
Jindal. Has one of the lowest approval ratings in the country, in his own state.
So why the fuck would he run for president?
As does Christie.
Why?
Now, they still love Rick Perry in Texas, though.
Well.
But he's under federal indictment. Federal indictment.
Yeah, he's a total asshole.
Oh, God. It'd be so great if he goes to jail. Although, I mean, didn't they? They threw delay in jail, and that didn't last very long.
No, he
right?
got
then,
out.
Then the Texas, a nice Texas court overthrew it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. He's what?
Right. And Christian and stuff.
He's perfect.
I think that's about it for today. I almost started another one, but then I thought, let's end this fucker.
TTFN, guys.
Here on Crab Diving Hump Day. We'll be back tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tide Coast for your ear holes, streaming live at crabdiving.com/live.
Yes.
Don't forget to go to crabdiving.com for all the other episodes of all the other stuff that's here on the network as podcasts. Don't forget, we're also on iTunes and Stitcher. If you go to any of those, leave us a good review.
Thumbs us up.
Buy shit.
Stars.
If you buy shit, go to Amazon, Amazon through our porthole.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You get a little taste, a little nibble.
We get a kickback.
You want some audiobooks?
Yes.
Audible.com has a free trial. You can get a couple of free books, listen for free.
Ooh.
Crabdiving.com/Audible.
Color me there.
Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on Twitter at RatedRComedy. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedy type stuff on the big fancy schedule over at RatedRComedy.com. Yeah.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, humans.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.